Earlier this week, Hims & Hers out with its latest quarterly results. And we see shares this morning on the move, up about 6.5%. Joining us now to talk about the quarter and everything happening with the business is Spencer Lee, the company's CFO. Spencer, thanks so much for jumping on this morning. Let's start with the guidance. Coming out and raising your full-year forecast, we've still seen a lot of companies declining to offer guidance, saying they don't really have enough certainty in this time. What gives you guys the confidence, you know, with line of sight towards the end of the year to come out and raise your forecast?
Yeah, we're really just seeing a ton of demand in the market. There's a new generation of healthcare consumer, millennials, Gen Z, that refuse to engage in the current healthcare system and are looking for a branded solution. They're experience oriented, and we're delivering on all sides for them. As a result, you know, we've put forth really strong guidance, 70% growth for this year. We're just seeing really strong demand and continuing to see strong demand and confident in our ability to continue to grow here.
And Spencer, you talked a good bit about having a clear path to profitability. Does that path take you to profits in 2022?
If you look at our Q2 results, we had an incredibly efficient quarter. Our marketing expenses increased by less than $1 million quarter over quarter, while revenues increased by $8.4 million quarter over quarter. So we drove incredibly efficient growth. Our adjusted EBITDA for the quarter averaged to less than a $1.5 million EBITDA loss on a monthly basis. So there's a clear line of sight to profitability for us. What we're really focused on is continuing to invest in growth. We're addressing massive markets that are, you know, in aggregate, totaling close to $100 billion in addressable market. And we're laser focused on investing in growth and continuing to take share in these big markets.
Hi, it's Julie here, Spencer. I want to ask you about those various big markets that you're in already, right? So you guys are in sexual health, dermatology, primary care, and behavioral health. And let's take the last, because obviously that is a big market. It's one that has been growing pretty rapidly. It's also one where there is some competition, particularly in the sort of telemedicine space. What do you think is the opportunity there in behavioral health specifically, and how big do you think that category could be for you?
Yeah, when we talk to our customers, the things that we hear back from them are, one, these are brand savvy customers, and they're experience oriented customers. This new generation of millennial Gen Z healthcare consumer, they're looking for a brand that they can love and trust, and an experience that meets their modern technology first expectations. And we're delivering on all sides for them. Again, we've seen really strong demand in the marketplace over the last 12 months. We've added nearly 200,000 subscriptions to the platform. We've guided to 70% growth for this year. We're seeing really strong demand out there across all of our categories, including behavioral health, which is now our fastest growing line of business in the company.
And Spencer, I want to ask a little bit about acquisitions. You guys made two purchases in the last quarter, and sort of how much more room you see to be acquisitive in this environment.
Yeah, we're really happy with the two assets that we acquired. Honest Health allows us to address and take share in a massively underserved UK market. Apostrophe gives us a really strong position to continue to take share in the $40 billion plus dermatology market. So we are eager to continue to invest in growth and take share of these really big markets. In terms of future acquisitions, I think we're going to be selective. And, you know, I think our recent acquisitions reflect our strategy of really taking positions with assets that allow us to really drive strong future growth in big potential markets.
Spencer, Miley Cyrus joined you guys in June as a creative advisor. Was she paid more than $2 million in stock to help out in that capacity? And are you going to make specific products around her?
Yeah, so we're really happy with our partnership with Miley Cyrus. We've got a history of working with celebrities that have really enhanced our brand. What we've seen with our partnership with Jennifer Lopez is an ability to drive a ton of awareness, bring a lot of organic traffic, and actually improve the economics across our business. We expect to do the same with Miley Cyrus. Yeah, we're really happy with that partnership and are eager to invest in that partnership and in future partnerships to continue to drive growth and scale and awareness in the business.
All right, we'll leave it there. Spencer Lee, CFO at Hims & Hers. Spencer, appreciate the time this morning. I know we'll be in touch.
Thanks so much.